the Democratic National Convention in Chicago next week, so that'll be exciting times. And speaking of exciting, we have had a third, I guess we're a trio host, or I don't know what you'd call it, but we have a third in-studio guest that's going to be with us for the rest of the hour, we hope. And he is Jack Zesch, an attorney down at Beggs and Lane. I mentioned before we went to break that he's the third best attorney at Beggs and Lane, in my opinion. Tom Gonzalez, who is just a cool guy, but also a relative of Chuck Warren, a.k.a. Chuck Legend. So those of you out there listening know Chuck. You know why that makes Tom automatically cool to be kin to Chuck. And Jack is also behind Russell Van Sickle. And I'll tell you, Russell Van Sickle is a rock star. Anyone who can go to a local SHRM meeting and make an amazing presentation that's fun on the new overtime rules, it's just a fantastic, I'm talking about fantastic human being. So Russell's great. He works, I work with him some on issues, but we got Jack Zesch here, and he's going to spend the time with us. We're going to talk about a lot of things, Jack. Specifically, we want to talk about President Biden's thoughts on the Supreme Court and some of the actions or changes that he wants to make to the Supreme Court. But before we get into that, I want to learn a little bit more about you, Jack, and specifically, you know, who are the people that have influenced you in your life and in law and just in general? Who are the influences in your life besides L. Ron Hubbard and Brian Spencer?
Yeah, you said you're going to bring me on here to talk some serious stuff. I knew that was not the case. I'm also not the third best lawyer at our firm. We got a lot of other good ones. But, well, you know, obviously my parents, my dad was I'm from Rochester, New York. My dad was a long timer at Kodak, hard worker. My mom was a choir director, which gave me a musical influence and taught me a lot of discipline on that side of things. And I've been fortunate in my career to have both, you know, when I was in law school and working in a firm in D.C., to have some great mentors. Mike Morin was a guy up there who's now litigating patents for Apple and that sort of thing. And a number of folks in our firm here, obviously Nick Daniels, our managing partner, is a tremendous litigator, as good as you'll see. Trial attorney, and of course you, Rusty, on all those early morning runs with you and Jared and Councilman Spencer and folks like that, where we...
Well, that's what Jared and I were fishing for, our influence on your life.
I think you wanted a serious answer.
Yeah. No, that was great. So, well, look, let's talk a little bit about this. We'll have traffic into fives in a second, and we'll continue on after that. But, so President Biden said he's going to spend the rest of his term trying to reform the Supreme Court. And as far as folks who follow the Supreme Court, I don't know anyone better than you. I don't know Alexander Sinara, so maybe he. But anyways, who I actually know, you are the man. So let's talk a little bit about what are the ideas that he's put forth, and are they good or bad ideas?
Well, and I don't do a whole lot of Supreme Court work here in Pensacola. They may do a little bit more over in Grand Ridge, where you're from. But yeah, it's an interest to anyone who's an attorney, I'd say. The biggest point he's put forth, which is something that's been batted around for decades, is this notion of term limits. And he actually has proposed a specific amount of time that someone can be a Supreme Court justice. It would be 18 years, and it would be a consistent series of nominations every 2 years. And if you do the math, we got 9 justices. It's been codified in statute since, 1869, that we have 9 justices. So if you do the math, 18 years, that's every 2 years, you're going to have a new appointment. And there are a lot of opinions on this. There are also other ways you could do this if you want to limit people to not be on the bench till they're, well, like John Paul Stevens was 90, 92.
Wow.
And sharp as a tack, of course. But when the Constitution was drafted and framed back in, you know, the 18th century, people didn't live to be 90 very often. And so there wasn't an expectation that you'd have somebody on the court get nominated when they were 40 years old and be on there for 40 years. But there's an age limit discussion that's been batted around. You could, like, for the presidency, you can't become president unless you're 35. You could do something where, okay, you have to be 45 to be a justice, and you have to roll off by the time you're 65 or 70, things like that. This is a specific time limit. It would just say you cannot be on the bench more than 18 years for the Supreme Court. And I think it's actually what I've read, this has long been, I know, a popular thing to Republicans, and the polling looks pretty good on that end. And I think he may have some bipartisan support, but it would have to be something that Congress puts through, which and is signed into law, which we know the odds of that right now.
Yeah. Well, that's good. There's a couple others, and we'll get to those. Let's get traffic in the fives on the fives real quick.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. If you're traveling I-10 eastbound, anywhere from Pine Forest all the way to Highway 29, you're going to see some slowdowns there. I'd say about a 10-15 minute delay on that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. And Jack, so the first is term limits. What are some of the other things that he's proposing?
Well, the other big one to me is the code of conduct that they proposed. Because the Supreme Court's established by the Constitution, that's sort of the guideposts. The rest of the lower courts are established by Congress, and they have a pretty strict and, I'd say, robust code of conduct in terms of what cases they can oversee, when they have to recuse, what they have to disclose, both in the nomination process and when they're actually on the bench. You don't want a judge presiding over a case involving a business he owns, you know, a significant amount of stock in or something like that, so that they'll be impartial. I mean, integrity is a huge thing. Consistency is a huge thing. I haven't heard any real objection to a code of conduct for Supreme Court justices. There have been some pretty public issues recently with a couple of the justices, both involving
Clarence Thomas,
and Alito as well, both involving, interestingly, gifts and spouses. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, those are, if we're going to believe that judges are impartial, justices in this case are impartial. The appearance of propriety is really the standard that's set out in the lower courts, and I think that would be appropriate.
Yeah. And then the final, was there one other?
Yes, and this wasn't so much a Supreme Court reform. I guess they called it that because of a recent case, but I don't know exactly how this is worded, but essentially there's not going to be immunity if they can pass a constitutional amendment, so we won't hold our breath, right?
Yeah, so presidential immunity.
Presidential immunity. Yeah. There was the recent case that I was actually on here with Anna Higgins talking about a few months ago. What is the scope of immunity for a president for crimes he commits in office? And the Supreme Court, I think, took a little bit of a step beyond what the question was in the case and decided we're just going to set a rule. They kind of legislated that, right? You know?
Yeah.
You've mentioned judges legislating before in the past, Mr. Pastor, right?
Yeah.
So they did, and they said, well, here we're going to set this framework, and this is the rule. And so I think the goal here is to knock that down a little bit by constitutional amendment, which is the appropriate way to do it. And if you can get 2/3 of the states on board, I guess, good luck.
Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, part of the discussion here, and Jared, I'd love for you to chime in, is this idea that that we have – something happened like this immunity issue, and all of a sudden we want to react and change something that's been for hundreds of years, right? And so sort of that reaction. But before we get to that, let's go to a break, and we're going to get in some news. I'm Rusty Branch, Jared Moore, Jack Zesch. We're sitting in for Andrew McKay.
You know, recently one of our salespeople came to me and said, Andrew, do you feel comfortable representing Pensacola State College? I'm like, comfortable? I love PSC. Of course I can. You bet. My family has had a great experience there. We have 3 boys who we homeschooled, okay? My wife homeschooled, but still, you get the point. And 2 of them have now gone to university, but they started at PSC, dual enrolled as high school students. So homeschool kids taking college classes for high school and college credit for free, because that's how dual enrollment works. No cost for books or classes. Teachers who understood teaching and were motivated by teaching. I used to teach at community college and university. I'm telling you, community college teachers are the best. They're great. And also, you know, afford like reasonable class sizes. They work with you on schedule. If you have any questions or problems, everybody's very eager to help. Like, it was the great transitional experience for both of my boys who have now gone to college, university, with a year and a half of college credit under their belt. Campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
Just in time for the summer season, Peatmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The midsize Tiguan, available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Carissa Bergosh is running for school board to make sure our children are not harassed or bullied. A lifelong teacher and educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the Escambia County School Board during an emergency vacancy years ago, Carissa ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better. Choose proven leadership. Choose Carissa Bergosh for school board on August 20th.
I'm Carissa Bergosh, running for school board District 4, and I approve this message.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
PenAir Credit Union's new high-yield checking account helps members elevate their financial journey when they need it most. Earn 4% APY simply by enrolling in e-statements and making a deposit of $250 or more once a month. It's that simple. Get started online by visiting PenAir.org or visit one of our 12 convenient locations in Northwest Florida and South Alabama. It's okay to think big. PenAir's high-yield checking account pays up to 4% annual percentage yield with e-statement and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more. For details, go to PenAir.org/checking.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I'm Sam Parker. I was born and raised in Santa Rosa County, and now I'm raising my children here. I voted for lower taxes, new roads with sidewalks and better intersections, protections for our natural resources, more playgrounds, and pay raises for our first responders. Faith, family, and freedom are my core values. Please vote for me, Sam Parker, so I can keep working for Santa Rosa County.
Paid and approved by Sam Parker for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 1 Republican. Beginning Monday, August 19th, Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi will report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Morning News. I'm Rusty Branch and Jared Moore. We're sitting in for Andrew McKay today, and we're talking with Jack Zesch. Before we went to the break, I said we were going to get Jared's opinion, but nobody cares. So, Jack, this idea of term limits, I think, is probably the biggest thing. Do you like it? Do you not? Is it good? Is it bad? Will it pass?
I just want to say that the times when you've asked people questions and not talked is probably the longest durations I've ever heard you not talk in your life. So that's impressive. Say, what was your question again?
I don't remember. I think we got traffic in a few minutes. But anyways, the term limits.
Yeah. I have mixed feelings, okay? We want the best and the brightest on the Supreme Court. And we want them there, and we want them to feel like they have the, I think, as an attorney, I think we want them to feel the freedom to make good decisions, to engage, dig into things. It is a long time when someone's on there for 30-some years. And for the appointment by a president to have that significant an impact, particularly as politicized as the court has gotten, and frankly, in certain instances, as political as the court has gotten on some things. Well, I'll remember a couple years ago, when Justice Scalia died, there wasn't a replacement appointed until the probably a year later, right? After the presidential election, which that's not a good thing to have eight on the bench. You get a bunch of ties. And frankly, the rationale was given, oh, well, we need to just see what the electorate thinks. And the response was, well, the electorate, we know what they think right now.
Yeah.
And then, a few years later, Justice Ginsburg died right at the end of the year, right before an election, and there's a new one appointed there. So this two-year staggered piece actually, I think, could potentially depoliticize the process. You'd never, eliminate politicization of that, but you would, I think, reduce the instances of these sorts of things happening where we say, well, we don't have our guy in office. You've got a Republican Senate, Democratic president, for example, and we're just not going to appoint anybody for the next, we're not going to approve an appointment for the next 3 years. I don't think that's good for the court. Yeah. So I think there's some merit to it. I think an age limit might make sense as well, but.
Wow. Well, Jared, I think the IQ just went up in the room significantly. So,
yeah. I think for certain, Jax brought some high liturgy to the conversation. I do want to pivot back, though. I've got a spear to throw at him as soon as we get some traffic.
Yeah, let's get the traffic on the fives at 6 after.
That's right. I-10, I-110 rolling smoothly right now, not seeing any delays. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. And Jared, throw your spear.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, well, I think, when I first met Rusty, he had two Carnal albums that he listened to, and he'd never met anyone from, north of the Mason-Dixon line, and I think Jack was his first. So, certainly Jack has had a great influence on Rusty. But I do, as a Southern man, I one of the great talents that Jack does have, he's a Renaissance man. He does a lot of things, but you can just name a song, and he can play it on piano, just any song. I mean, he doesn't even have to know it. He could just play it. But, as somebody who was hoping when the Republican Party was picking their candidate this year, they were going to get Dolly Parton. he can't play Jolene.
He cannot play Jolene. I can assure you of that. I've been in a room where he was requested to play Jolene, and he just went blank. So it was a sad. But Jackie, this was
never heard of it.
Yes, yeah, terrific song, Hall of Famer. All right, we got a couple minutes left, and I'm going to have to leave. Because of my Rodney Dangerfield joke about mayors earlier, I've been asked to leave at 8:30, and Jack and Jared will take you home. But I got a quick game I want to finish up with very quickly, and the name of the game is called B is the Answer, the letter B, B is the Answer. And in honor of the Olympics, it'll be sports-themed. And so we're going to start off with this. Who in Pensacola history has the strongest block, B-L-O-C-K, game, the strongest block game? Is it A, 6'5", former University of Tennessee and WNBA standout from right here in Pensacola, Michelle Snow, who averaged almost 2 blocks a game in college. That's tremendous. So is the best block game in Pensacola history A, Michelle Snow, or B, Robert Bender?
Jack, he's waiting on you to answer.
I'm not kidding.
Making any statement right here.
Look, just a joke. We all love Robert. He's great, and he's doing a great job. We know what the judge said, so we're good there. all right, who's the fastest man in Pensacola history? Is it A, the Olympian, the only man ever to run a 9.8 flat in 100 meters over the age of 30, Woodham High's very own Justin Gatlin? So is the fastest man in Pensacola history A, Justin Gatlin, or B, Florida West former lead man Brian Hilson? I think he left the job before he took it. No, I'm just kidding. Brian was a great guy, and they got Rick Byers over there, and what a great guy. Rick is wonderful interim. So, all right.
That was where you're going to slide into Brian Spencer answer, that he was going to be the fastest.
Oh, good. We love former Councilman Spencer, the Honorable. Okay, who is the best puncher in Pensacola history? P-U-N-C-H-E-R, punching. Is it hometown hero, Olympian, and man, did that guy get robbed in the Olympics, 88 in Seoul, Korea? One of the greatest pound-for-pound boxers of all time, Roy Jones Jr. So is the best puncher in Pensacola history A, Roy Jones Jr., or B, Pam Childers? No laughs in the room. I would not tussle with Pam. She'd throw some haymakers. What a lady. All right, I had one more, but the laughs aren't coming. And I have to leave, and the music's on for the news. So, Jared, Jack, thank you for allowing me to be here with you guys. Thank you for being here. I'm going to let y'all carry it the rest of the way. We're out.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. A fresh reading on the economy. Fox Business Network, Cheryl Cassoni has the inflation numbers.
Month over month, we came in up 0.2%. That was the forecast. Year over year, we came up 2.9%.
This is the first time since March of 2021 that the year-over-year inflation has been below 3%. And the economy is expected to be the topic at a Trump campaign event in North Carolina today. Former President Trump narrowly won the state in 2020. His running mate, Senator J.D. Vance, will take the message to Michigan. And Tropical Storm Ernesto is expected to strengthen into a hurricane this morning as it bears down on Puerto Rico.
Already flash flood warnings issued across the island, and some 300,000 people are already without power.
That's Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez in San Juan, Puerto Rico. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 82 degrees. The sun shining this morning in Pensacola. There's a big change coming for the Pace Fire District. They're moving from standard ad valorem tax funding, where homeowners are charged based on their home's value, to a new fee structure based on a home's size. Now, overall, this change will mean less funding for the Pace Fire District. Chief Robbie Whitfield says the district will still finish all of their projects.
Another project we have going right now, a new engine, takes about 3 years to receive, and it would have been costing about $1 million. So we chose to refurbish one, an 09 model, at half of that cost. So we're constantly looking for ways to save money for the citizens.
Whitfield talked with Channel 3, the change coming after the Florida legislature passed a bill modifying how the fire district can charge for its services. The funding change will not affect the service the district provides for area residents. A lot of rain in Puerto Rico. Tropical storm Ernesto still moving
winds
through.
With Ernesto up to 70 miles per hour, so it's just shy of hurricane strength. So the storm is moving away from Puerto Rico, but it's awfully squally and sort of nasty on the eastern side of the island right now.
That's meteorologist Ryan Hanrahan, and Ernesto is expected to strengthen into a hurricane today. Not expected, though, to directly hit the U.S. mainland. Forecasters believe that'll turn and head back into the Atlantic. Could bring some storm surges to the East Coast over the weekend. An arrest has been made for the ambush-style triple homicide on West Jackson Square back in April. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says 23-year-old Torrance Sumler was arrested this week, facing now three counts of first-degree premeditated murder. The shooting happened back on April 28th at an adult birthday party. The three men were in a vehicle at a parking lot on West Jackson Street. The investigation into that case is continuing. Also, Escambia County deputies investigating a stabbing incident in Brownsville yesterday. A woman was reportedly attacked with a steak knife on West Blount Street. The sheriff's office says the victim told investigators a male acquaintance had stabbed her in the arm. The woman was treated and then taken to a nearby hospital. Well, they're calling it the biggest street redesign in Pensacola history. Mayor D.C. Reeves calling a conceptual project called the New Palafox. That was announced yesterday at the mayor's press conference. It would completely reimagine the iconic Palafox Street downtown with a massive amount of brick paverwork and pedestrian walkways and intersections. Mayor Reeves said it would make downtown safer and more walkable.
The funding of this project will be put together between a great community partnership with FPL, with your parking revenue, these are the types of projects that we want to take on. Increase safety, increase walkability, and better aesthetic to continue to allow our residents and visitors to enjoy downtown and really have a new Palafox in every sense of the word.
Reeves says that project is in the early design phase. They are still looking for public input. See the concept design online at thenewpalafox.com. The earliest that construction could begin would be spring of next year. It's 8:35 right now, and John Pickens has a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right, I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly right now. We are seeing some delays just as you're heading from Milton into East Milton. Also, Highway 90 around the Pea Ridge area, so just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a very hot day today with temperatures near 96 degrees for your high. Heat advisory in place until 7 p.m., 20% chance of a stray shower. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 79. For Thursday, 30% chance of rain, high near 94. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 82 in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, 83 in Milton. Your money now. The markets at the opening bell. Not a huge change in any of them. The Dow is down just under a point at 39,774.92. S&P 500 up just under 4 points at 54,38.20. NASDAQ up 14 points at 17,210.21. Our 10-year bond rate this morning down just a bit at 3.84%. Gold price is down 1440 at 2493. Silver price is up 1 cent at 2780. And Bitcoin down 176 bucks at 60,578 this morning. Today's Consumer Price Index report showing inflation appears to be cooling off. New data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics showing food prices were relatively unchanged for July. Consumer prices went up two-tenths last month. They were up about 2.9% year over year. To put that in perspective, it's the first time overall inflation measured on a year-to-year basis has come below 3% since March of 2021. $150 million in federal grant money was announced to fight cancer yesterday. President Biden said the funding will help develop new technology to remove cancerous tumors. It's part of Biden's Cancer Moonshot initiative, which aims to cut cancer deaths in half by 2047. And Ford now calling on drivers of certain vehicles, including the Mustang, to stop driving those vehicles and get the Takata airbags replaced. The company issuing a do not drive advisory for 765,000 cars and trucks, half of those in the U.S. Some of the other models affected include the Ranger, Fusion, Edge, and the Lincoln MKZ. The advisory applying to customers that have not completed the recalls for driver airbag inflators on vehicles that date back to 2004. 8:37, your next news at 9, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So I know sometimes people think, like, I'll just sell the home myself, or I'll just buy it myself, and they don't want to use a realtor. I understand, okay? But let me give you some thoughts about why maybe it's useful to go to a realtor, especially one as great as Christina Leavenworth, okay? Obviously, you know that she sells a lot of homes, 175 homes last year. You hear me talking about her all the time. When the market was hot, and it was very easy to sell homes, she could help you by getting the best possible deal as quickly as possible. When the market is slow, more like it is now, when people are uncertain about interest rates or when they're not sure what's going to happen with that market or the economy or the election or anything else, or, you know, what affects the price of the home? Is it change of station for the military? Are we in season or not for that? What about for, you know, school, things like that? And even understanding, like, what could happen near that home, behind that home, or even with a new home, you might think, why would I use a realtor for that? Because they can get the builder to buy down your points, for example, and work with you because builders are motivated. The point is, having a realtor gets you the best of all possible outcomes. And Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are phenomenal. 723-9158, or look her up online, Christina Leavenworth.
I'm Dr. Karen Barber, Superintendent of Schools, and I lead 3,100 educators who are dedicated to the success of our students. Under my leadership, teachers have received an average of 16% in raises, moving the average teacher salary from 1.06 below the state average to 1.01 above the state average. We have procured over $17 million in additional funding for STEM and workforce education, and we have earned an A-plus credit rating. On August 20th, vote to re-elect Dr. Karen Barber for Santa Rosa Superintendent.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Dr. Karen Barber, Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools.
Hey, checking in.
This is not just your flu shot appointment at Walgreens.
Yes.
This is getting your entire family vaccinated in one trip.
Hey, Mom.
And a snack on the way out. Get flu shots for everyone in your family, together. Schedule appointments online today. This is wellness made easy. Walgreens.
Vaccine subject to availability and for ages 3+. State and health-related restrictions may apply.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
My name is Rich Holsnick, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsnack, candidate for Escambia County School Board, District 4.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. From managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small-town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
Right. We're back at you here this morning. This is Jared Moore. We've had Rusty Branch with us this morning. He had to, after his last segment, he was escorted from the building, never to be heard from again. No, joking with you. It's all jokes. All jokes. We're having a good time this morning. And also we've got with us Mr. Jack Zesch.
Seriously, who guest hosts and then has to leave early? I guess Rusty.
Rusty. That's okay. Exactly right. Yeah. There's none other, not too many like him. And he's ringing true to his reputation. So he's gone. We thank you for being with us this morning. We had some great guests. Great guests and talking about a lot of the great things going on in the community and filling in for Andrew while he's out on some much needed rest before he goes and covers the Democratic National Convention next week. So one of our guests today was Superintendent Keith Leonard, and so I wanted to do a little thing here where we, you tell me, Jack, is this a good idea or a bad idea? We're just coming out of summer break. Why are we still in summer break? You know, Rusty talked about his grandfather was a watermelon farmer. Why do we have this long summer break? A good idea or bad idea? We just go to 2 weeks, kids back in school year round.
You probably need to pull the moms on that.
Yeah.
They would probably vote for it to be about 3 days.
Right. Exactly.
We didn't start school way up yonder until after Labor Day, so it was a little bit different timing, but it was a similar break. I think the break's a good thing.
Yeah.
Positive.
Yeah. The kids would boycott. They'd protest for sure. They'd kids, line up in the streets.
We'd kids see are all right.
Yeah. 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 So...
So let's go to traffic on the fives real quick. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now. Let's see here. If you're on Highway 90 east, well, I'd say south, the westbound, you're going to see some delays through the construction area. Also seeing some delays right now as you go from Avalon eastbound. There. That's a look at your traffic on the fives. I'm John Pickens.
When I say brand names like BMW, Porsche, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Genesis, Jaguar, Lexus, you might think, hey, those are very nice cars. You spend extra to get them. They're luxury imports. You have to go to the dealership to get them serviced, right? No. In fact, there's a federal law that protects you in being able to go anywhere to get them serviced. You don't have to go to the dealership. And that means if the dealership is at a distance, like in Mobile or in Destin or something like that, you don't have to spend the money on the gas. You don't have to spend the extra money on going to the dealership. You don't have to waste the time of driving and hoping that the bayway isn't clogged up today. Go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway and on US 29. That's right. They just expanded. So they are at their second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, Highway 29, right across from the Super Walmart. So they have expanded out of that second place, and you can go there to get the same great service on your imports, on your domestic, on your diesel, on your gas, whatever the car is that you've got or truck. CarClinicService.com online, like a healthcare clinic for your car. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis and now US 29.
Hi, neighbors. I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please reelect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Wave Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wave Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to wavemenshealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. Wavemenshealth.com. Book your appointment now.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more today at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Experience matters.
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate is a strong conservative with 35 years business experience in Escambia County?
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate has over 30 years of community involvement, including being president of the Navy League?
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate is endorsed by the last four mayors of Pensacola and the Fraternal Order of Police?
That would be Buck Mitchell.
So remember, in the Republican primary Escambia County District 4, to vote for the most experienced candidate that the leaders of our community endorse. Buck Mitchell.
I'm Buck Mitchell, and I approve this message.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, I know that there'll be better days. Oh, that sunshine about to come my way.
May we never, ever shed another tear for today.
Cause oh, I know that there'll be better.
All right, this is Jared Moore back with you. We are in studio here with Jack Zesch. We are filling in for Rusty Branch, who had to leave, who was filling in for Andrew McKay. And we've had a busy morning this morning. So tell me this, John. You know, I'm sitting here thinking about it, kind of developing a theory. I feel like every morning as I'm driving around listening to this show, there's traffic. You guys are coming in here with the hard-hitting news, and there's some sort of traffic congestion report. I feel like it's been free-flowing this morning. Is there possibly a correlation between the lighthearted banter and people not being bogged down, having to think about the news, and the free-flowing traffic?
I really do think there's a good correlation with that. I really see that.
Yeah, we've done a great service. We're keeping Pensacola
safe.
That's
right.
Free-flowing, too. You're going to have to, if you know, go back to the recording of this, you just have to slow it down a little bit to make sure you heard everything Rusty said. So it'll give people an opportunity to slow their flow.
That's exactly right. Yeah, he's got the gift of gab. One of my favorite stories about Rusty is he's a runner, of course. He shows up at a 5K, local 5K. He, of course, shows up, and I think they're like softball coaching shorts or something, a cotton T-shirt. Some younger guy there, he runs for some college. He's in all neon shoes and, a singlet, and he's there stretching. He's in it to win it. And about a mile and a half, Rusty's just running there beside him, just steady gabbing the entire way. And the guy just has a blow up, can't finish the race, can't finish his 5K race. And Rusty wins, the old guy in cotton T-shirts.
The three of us have run a lot of miles together over the years, and there never is any doubt as to who the last one, not standing, but talking was.
Exactly.
It was always Rusty.
Exactly. So we've had some great guests today. We did an interview with the mayor earlier today, who was catching us up on a lot of the incredible things happening in the city. Of course, I'm biased. I think the city's doing some incredible things. But we got Jack here. He can give us his hot take on some of these things. So talking about last week, the big thing. I know that was all over my radar, and hopefully a lot of you were paying attention to this or engaged in this, but the community's been in focused on getting Maritime Park, the parcels in that development. Something happened, lease agreement signed. And so we've got first lease agreement signed in quite a while with the Hard Rock Hotel coming, and then some apartments coming there. Jack, what do you think about that? You think that's a good thing?
Maritime Park and the vote and everything was, I think, right before we moved. Amy and I moved here some years ago, and seemed to us to be an exciting thing to kind of get the community going. And since then, things have only gotten better by the month, by the day, whatever. So I think this is exciting. Whatever exactly the project consists of, I haven't been paying super close attention to all the details, but a big brand coming in there, and I guess a hotel is a good thing for that area. It should help downtown move west a little bit as well, so that's good.
Yeah, well, that hotel concept has a recording studio in it, and it's geared directly towards people who do podcasts or, I guess, musicians. They'd have a soundproof space to go and record. So when you and I launch our podcast off of this radio show, we'll have a place to do that. So that's certainly a good thing.
Cowboy Park's first studio album in there. We could even play Are You Gonna Go My Way, which I've already heard you've made a pretty dad joke about recently, huh?
That's right. Yeah, so it's not listening to the prior hours. Got Lenny Kravitz, who's part of that design team over there. And I think, obviously, for all dads, it certainly makes sense that the road there in front of this Lenny Kravitz-inspired design would be Are You Gonna Go My Way? It just makes sense.
Do they have a completion, or when they're going to be completed, when this will be completed? Have they given you an estimate?
Right. So that's one of the great things, is there are some real stringent timelines within the lease. So they've got 12 months to begin to pull permits, and then regular intervals where progress has to continue to be made. If there are any delays, there are penalties assessed there that are, pretty significant penalties. So all the motivation is to keep that thing moving forward. So I think I don't remember off the top of my head the exact date, but I think in a couple years we ought to, I think late 26, I think is what it was, that they should reach substantial completion maybe, and on that first phase. So,
well, do you have any other businesses that are going to move in there that you can talk about maybe to help with that?
Well, so initially that's the first lease, right? So we've got the hotel and the apartments coming in there. It'll be 200 at least. It's about 125 key hotel and 200 plus residential units. 40% of those units will have some sort of cost reduction mitigation in place through the Live Local Act, Senate Bill 102, which, you know, a lot of people said, hey, these aren't going to be, you know, the rates that have been published. These aren't extremely affordable, but certainly what could be built and what we see being built along the waterfront in the downtown, it'll be significantly more affordable than that. So, you know, that's where we are at this point. And certainly the hope would be that this development with the hotel and the apartments, that it would then help solidify and catalyze leases for the rest of the spaces there. So I know we do have an option agreement with Valencia for parcel 7. And, you know, hopefully it'll help us accelerate those discussions, and we'll have a lease signed with them hopefully soon as well, which, you know, that snowball should continue to build, but we will see. A lot of big changes coming with parking downtown. Jack, I know you work in the downtown urban core there with Beggs and Lane, and tell us what you see. You see a lot of things. I'll just throw you right into the firestorm.
I don't know what's coming with parking. I know there's always debate about the parking meters, and I think the city is working hard to get that as effective as possible. I think there have been certainly some hiccups. No one would argue with that. I do think there's a general sense here that we just don't have enough parking, and parking's just inadequate and terrible and all this. But, you know, compared to a lot of places, we really have a very walkable community, and I think just being – expecting to park right in front of the business or location you're trying to go to in a downtown is generally not realistic. And so, you know, I actually think the way our downtown is set up, if you can find a space, it's gonna maybe take you 3 or 4 blocks, but that's pretty normal for a city. So maybe I'm in the minority there, or that's my hot take or whatever you call it, but I don't have an issue with it. But I know they're working hard. People hate parking garages. Sure seems like maybe that would be a solution down the road to add one or two of those. But they're very expensive, and I'm sure much smarter people have talked a lot about that and have plans or don't have plans.
Yeah, no, you are right. They are very expensive. So you expect about $30,000 per space to build a garage. So 500, you know, probably around $15 million to get something like that done. So, and that's been a lot of the, you know, talk around parking reform is to some of the parking changes. Changes are always difficult and uncomfortable, but it's the biggest complaint downtown is that where you want to park, there's no spaces available. So you go down there and you circle. And that's all the things that Donald Shoup talks about is, you know, you go down when parking's free, there's no turnover. It doesn't cost you anything to stay there. So the most in-demand spots stay occupied. So you put right now it's $1 an hour, which from my sense is not onerous or overwhelming, but it encourages some turnover. So some of those more desirable spots, they should be available. Ideally, you have about 1 or 2 spots available per block. I think that's the goal there. But then that additionally allows you to generate the revenue as a user fee rather than generating taxes, so that when it comes time to either take a bond or go build that garage for 500 units downtown that you got the revenue in place to make that happen. So looking at that, another thing we talked about is the revamping of Palafox. I think a big important thing that the mayor explained is how that came to be with the utility, FPNL, having money to spend their $3 million. So, hey, this is, again, this is Jared Moore filling in with Jack Zesch. We're bringing you home. We've been in with Rusty Branch filling in for Andrew McKay, who will be at the DNC next week. Thanks for being with us. Hopefully you've laughed a little bit, learned a little, and have a great rest of your day.